But who have we got as our next guest, Neil?
Yes, in the studio today we have Mick Bertoli. And Mick's coming in to talk about the St Kilda Art Crawl. Now, Mick...
we've got a tram coming through the studio, unfortunately.
Like a tram coming through. But Mick's still here, so...
So Mick, can we get you to microphone? So welcome.
Hello. Welcome. How are you guys?
Good. Now give us a bit of a background. You know, like we're going to get into what this St Kilda Art Crawl is all about. But give us a bit of a background on who you are.
Okay. I've been involved in the entertainment industry as a publisher for a lot of years, and also as a band manager.
What sort of publishing, as in music?
Turak Times and Tag Magazine.
Right, okay.
Turak Times was a family business. It goes back to the 1970s, and same with Tag. It was the first street magazine in the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And why isn't it happening still?
What? It still is.
Oh, still
online.
Is?
Yeah, we're not online. Chopping down trees anymore.
Good on you. Yeah, good on you.
Yes. Okay. We're infesting the internet.
Right. And so are you, I've got a background as a journalist?
I'm a journalist, publisher, editor. Across, and also I do my own little doorstop interviews, video, radio, whatever.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. So what is it about the arts that excites you?
It was more St Kilda's state that excites me. I know so many artists, whether musicians, painters, sculptors, bullshit, whatever. But, you know, I know so many that live in and around the St Kilda area that have seen the heart and soul sort of drift away over to the north side of the city a bit. And St Kilda really is and has been for so long the very heart and soul of the arts community in Victoria,
yep.
In Melbourne especially. And I just saw an opportunity... had an idea 6 years ago to think, well, you know, with another friend, Brian O'Rourke, to try and get this happening.
Right. And it's taken you 6 years to get to this point?
It has.
Right.
Just to break through the barrier of the depression, I suppose, that St Kilda had about its art.
Right. Well, but there are so many artists. I live in St Kilda, and I know so many artists that live in the area, and work in the area as well. So it is there, but it's not as obvious. You know, like there are quite a few galleries that are around down in St Kilda, but it's not as obvious as some areas, is it?
No, it isn't, and that's what we want to do. We want to make it very obvious. I mean, if you go into St Kilda Road alone, let alone the art galleries there, there are glass studios, there are lighting studios, there are some amazing, I mean, real pieces of usable art being produced there as well, you know, as well, yep. As these amazing gallerists like, oh, well, even today, a new one opening up, Paul Orquette, his gallery in on the corner of Robe and... Grey Street.
And that is a cafe.
Yeah, it's a cafe gallery as
yep.
opposed to a hotel, you know, like it's an arts cafe.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. There is so much activity all of a sudden happening in St Kilda that it's a perfect time to do it, with the Gatwick closing, and that's obviously going to be a major impact later on, and the Pride Centre that we're very involved in.
The
here
elephant
at Joy.
Has left the room, we could say.
Yeah.
With the Gatwick,
yeah.
And with Joy and the Pride Centre being situated in Fitzroy Street, in the traditional home of gay fantasy land.
Yeah.
You know, this is the show and all that from way back.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to be an amazing reboot for St Kilda.
Right.
The Esplanade being taken on by Sand Hill Road, sorry for mentioning the... But just they deserve the acknowledgement for what they're going to be doing there.
Yeah.
You know, to bring it back to a live music venue that we love.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. And tell us, what is the crawl going to do? You know, like this, the St Kilda Art Crawl, what do you entail at all?
We're going to galvanise the arts and the arts forms in St Kilda and the general Port Phillip area. To re-recognise themselves as the heartbeat of the Melbourne art scene. That's what we want to do.
Yep.
To do that, we'll be asking artists and venues, cafes, bars, to actually create events, which we'll put on our maps and apps and mobile applications. So people can go down there for the 2 days, 22nd, 23rd of September, Friday night from 6 till 10, and then from 10 till 10 on the Saturday. There'll be after parties as well, hopefully people will engage in.
Mm-hmm.
But just to go down there and wander around and look at the art. We'll have several main exhibitions going on, you know, like central points around the crawl. So you'll get a map and you can start anywhere. come in on the 16 or the 96 or the 3A, come in via Aruba. You know, doesn't matter. Get off at Balaclava Station, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, come in from the trams, from the Olsen or you know, the various hotels in the area. This yeah. is what we're, this is what we're all about.
Why do you think, Mick, that all these arts organisations haven't been cohesive for such a long time? Is it purely out of survival? They've just been trying to survive on their own?
I think it was trend more than anything.
Right.
For a moment there, cool trended to the north of the Yarra. You know, St Kilda's always been the coolest spot in Melbourne. Let's face it. You know?
Well, David tells me that all the time. That's
what well, hey, well, I live there. It must be cool if I live there.
You know, this is the reality of it all, right? So when we talk about it, yes, it, people got a little bit with what's happened with the Gatwick, with the ESPY closing down, with the burning down of the Palais, with the burning down of various iconic Stoke venues in St Kilda over the years. It's been a bit of a kick in the guts, and it's taken us as a community a while to get our heads around the fact that, hey, hold on a minute, we're the duck's guts here in Melbourne, not you guys, and we're back.
And yeah. And are you getting the council involved? Is the
council has been extremely supportive of us, and Martin Foley, the state minister,
yep.
is overjoyed, you could say, about what we're doing. You know, he loves what we're doing, and we've got a lot of goodwill from the traders' associations. It's amazing. Everyone loves the idea. All we've got to do now is actually make it happen.
Yeah. Now, there must be so many people out there, like when I first found out about this, I wanted to get involved because I'm a local, and so many of our listeners do live in that part of the world.
Yeah.
How do you get involved?
Well, we have a website, stkildaartcrawl.com.
Yep.
We have our Facebook page, St Kilda Art Crawl. We are a not-for-profit charity, and any funds that we do make, we do intend to disperse. So, I mean, we just want you involved. Join up. Costs $20 to join.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
For traders, $150. And we think just to join the association, that's a very small ask.
Yeah.
You know?
And I've also aware that, you know, like there are some empty shops like there are in so many areas now that you're looking at the owners and to try to get them to give you a lease without money changing hands so that you can do pop-up galleries. Is that right?
Yes and no. It's one of the possibilities. We're mainly looking at working with active businesses to promote dollars through their till as well. I mean, the idea is to make this an effective and complementary activity between A, the artists, and B, the businesses, and C, the punters.
Yep.
The people that come down to actually look.
Yep.
It'd be great if they're all just tire kickers, wouldn't it? You know, no, we need people to buy art, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yes, the most important thing. Yeah. Okay, brilliant. So what's your website again?
stkildaartcrawl.com.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in today. And I can't wait to see what unfolds in the next coming years. And I'm going to be very much part of it. I really want to be.
Very excited to have you on board, David.
Thank you.
You're on Joy 94.9. It's Sunday Arts Magazine.